This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Just a quick announcement before we go short and minded. Tonight is the brothers or sisters or, it's not a, it's a family, that's quite a family, but it is more towards the adults. It's a series that we have started several months back about Tafsir, not Tafsir made easy. So inshallah, right after the Sunnah, we'll proceed with our series. Number two, just a reminder, the ayah of the Quran in the Prophet Muhammad says, when Allah says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid. O son of Adam, take your adornments when you come to the masjid. Meaning, when you go, it's not only for the Eid where I have to dress up nice. Right? Whenever you go to a masjid, try to, look nice. Try to, because you're coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did I mention this? I meant to say this so many times, subhanAllah. Sometimes, I was just praying right there. And then at some point, somebody came in and subhanAllah, the smell of the food was just like unbearable. I lost my concentration. So please, I know maybe sometimes you are in that environment, you don't feel it, because you're there. But then when you come to the masjid, try not to come with the same clothes that you've been cooking with, for instance, or that you've been, whatever at home with. Put some, liquid, don't change your clothes, put some apple, put some apple, you're coming to the masjid. The man who came smelling garlic, right, or onions, raw onions, the Prophet told them, send him, take him to the graveyard. He was smelling raw onions. You need to take him, if somebody today was to come to the Prophet, I don't know where he would send him or her. He was just smelling onions. The Prophet says, send him far. Why? Because he is disturbing the Muslim. He is, not only the Muslim, yet he was there smelling, and then the angels who are there, also affecting the angels. So please try to. For him, for mentioning this, but it needs something, it's a concern. Brothers, we have started something, some time back, talking about the Shaban and how to prepare for Ramadan. It's only about, 5 minutes or less as a profession of Ramadan. So we talked about several things that we need to do, inshallah, ta'ala, in the month of Shaban. And we're all talking about Hatafid Ma'imun Kusab Jadal. So one main, the aim that we're looking for, inshallah ta'ala, throughout this Ramadan, is a mean of salvation. It's najah. In najah, we're talking about how to save ourselves, because we want, inshallah ta'ala, to welcome this month of Ramadan as no month ever. But we mentioned a few things. I mentioned the siyam, I mentioned sadaqah, we talked about, And then one of the greatest, if not the greatest, mean of salvation is al-Qur'an. You mentioned it, if you remember. I said, don't wait until Ramadan to start reciting the Qur'an, because you're not going to see the beauty and the fruit and the sweetness of the Qur'an in Ramadan. If you just wait until Ramadan to start doing that. So the preparation is from way before Ramadan. Since we're talking about the Qur'an, Sabil al-Najah, this is the beautiful hadith I came across when I was preparing it. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فإن هذا القرآن خذوا به فإن هذا القرآن سبب طرفه بيد الله وطرفه بأيديكم فتمسكوا به فإنكم لن تضلوا ولن تهلكوا بعده أبدا. عجيب. The Prophet says this Quran is سبب. And here سبب means سبب, it's not like what even on everyone says سبب, the reason. لا. Here سبب means حبل, means a rope. So the Prophet says, one end of the rope is in the hands of Allah, and the other end of the rope is in your hand. The Quran is like a rope, one end is in the hands of Allah, and the other end is in your hand. Then the Prophet says, hang on very tight onto it. Why? For if you do so, فَلَنْ تَضِلُّ وَلَنْ تَهْلِكُوا بَعْدَ الْأَبَدَ. You cannot go astray. You cannot go astray if you hang on strong to the Quran. brothers, can you imagine when I was doing this, subhanAllah, if you are holding on to this Quran, this rope, one end is your hand, and the other end is the hand of Allah, as if you are holding on to biyadillah. فَأَنَّكَ مَاسِكَ بِيَدِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, as if you are holding on to the hand of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as you hold on to the Quran, you are holding strongly to the rahmah of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ هُوَ أَحَدٌ فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. استمسك. Ya Muhammad, hold on strong and tight onto that which was revealed to you. And what was revealed? The Quran. So even Allah is giving the Prophet Muhammad, hold on strong into the Quran. When was the last time you heard the Hadith? Today, mashallah. No, not the Nabi Iman. I'm invisible. I'm asking myself, when was the last time you picked up the Quran? بعد القصر من شاء ما شاء الله عليك, the Sheikh that was here, ما شاء الله, I see. I don't have to see that, but I'm just asking this so that we can ponder, when was the last time I actually opened the book and I read? And Talha ibn Ubaydullah, Talha a Sahabi, a companion of the Prophet. قال لي صلى الله عليه وسلم دلني على عمل أتشبث به بعدك. Look, Talha, he wanted to tell me, يا رسول الله, show me, tell me about the عمل and action that I will hold on strong after you're gone, after your death. He says, you're here, I don't know when you're here, so I will go to you whenever I need help. But after you're gone, tell me of something that I will hold on to after you pass, يا رسول الله. The Prophet told him, القرآن, عليك بكتاب الله, القرآن. Read the Quran, he says. فقال عليك بالصوم فإنه لا عيد لنا وعليك بالقرآن. قال for 40 years, subhanAllah, he's been fasting and he's been reading the Quran more than any other before, even after the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, gave him this advice. لو تمسكنا بالمسجد معه من سبب. And then Ibn Jawzi, I will end with this. Ibn Jawzi, this is one of the prayers of pious predecessors. قال راودتني نفسي عن عمل. راودتني نفسي عن عمل. زي يوسف تراودت عن نفسها. راودتني نفسي عن عمل فرعت إلى القرآن أتلوه حتى بلغت إنه ربي أحسن مثواه. He says, my nafs wanted to mislead me to the temple. Allah, and what was that something? My nafs wanted to mislead me to the temple. So I ran to the Quran. And I started reading, until I came across the ayah that says, the ayah from Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He's my Allah. Allah has been so good to me. You know, why can I do this something haram? So I told my nafs, I told my soul, please come speaking to his nafs. He says, فقلت to your nafs, هذا يوسف راعى كلمة من سيده أن قال لمرأته أكلمي مثوى. يوسف, because of the minister of Egypt, gave him a small favor, and then this wife wanted to seduce Yusuf. So Yusuf was embarrassed, and this man was so good to me. Why should I do something haram with you? No. Astaghfirullah, Allah agrees with me. And then this man was good to me, and this is his wife. So he says, if that was the man, and that was Yusuf, he says, وَأَنْتَ يَا نَفْسُ وَأَنْتَ يَا نَفْسُ كَمْ أَمَرَكَ اللَّهُ أَوْ كَمْ أَكْرَمَكِ اللَّهُ مَكْوَاكَ أَنَا تَسْتَجِبِي أَلَكَ تَسْتَقِينَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Oh, your nafs, how much Allah has been so good to you, has given you so much ikram, so much honor. Don't you feel ashamed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَقَرَأَ, he was reading, how many Jews do you know, he read this ayah from the 12th. He kept reading and reading and reading from Al-Fatiha and the Surah Yusuf to Al-Buzr. But he came to this ayah, but then he says, oh, this is my answer. Al-Qur'an will save me. Al-Qur'an, you will have the key to your worries. Al-Qur'an, you have the key to your hardship. It's able to go through from hardship and whatnot. The question that I will leave you with is, we read the Qur'an, but there's a problem. Why does that connect those who read? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla don't just want us to read the Qur'an. He wants us to do something called at-tadabbur. There's a big difference. discipline and tadabbur. What is tadabbur? Is when you contemplate, when you ponder. How can I get concentration when I read the Quran, but it doesn't connect, I don't connect, it doesn't affect me much. What can I do to concentrate more? What can I do to ponder more on the Quran? That's what I'm going to be telling you tomorrow, inshallah. And what I will show you is some actions that will help you connect more and strong connection with the Quran, inshallah. Because you see, the mafatih is with Allah. The keys are with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is the one that needs to be connected, and this heart has keys. The keys are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. So inshaAllah ta'ala, if Allah gives me life, inshaAllah, until tomorrow, I shall say that really, bi'idhnillah. Every night, 5 minutes or so, بعد العشاء, talking about Sha'ban and how to prepare for Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala. Okay? So, jazakumullah khair, please do your sunnah. I have the Moroccan too. We have the date. We're ready, inshaAllah ta'ala, to proceed with the tafsir. Nothing better than that. Do your sunnah, inshaAllah ta'ala, and join us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم لكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. So last week when we talked about the last thing that we talked about, the three types of hearts. The beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we talked to the believers and the qalb al-mu'min, wa qalb al-kafir, wa qalb al-munafiq. The believer, the kafir, the non-believer, and then the hypocrite. And then, we talked about the light, the nur. The mu'min who will come to give judgment with nur. And then you have the kafir with no nur. And then the hypocrite with some of the nur. That nur would only, deviate him because as he used to mock the believers. So that nur is only to reflect on what Allah Azza wa Jalla gives the example of the mock. Remember, we talked about that last week. Standard. So he can only walk as long as standard can last. And we said that standard can only last a few seconds. That's how the munafiq is with the air. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves from this scenario talking to everybody. Ya ayyuhan nas. Ya ayyuhan nas. So here, try to remember this. If you take your notes, that'd be amazing, because I'm going to give you some really, really good information, inshallah. Ayyuhan nas, a'budu rabbakum. Those of you who are into Arabic, ya ayyuhan nas, ya harfu nida'. حرف نداء منادى مبني على الضم في محل نصب والهاء حرف سوء تنبيه الناس عطف بيان معطوف على الضم اعبدوا ربكم اعبدوا فعل امر اعبد فعل امر مبني على حذف النون والواو فاعل في محل رفع ربكم رب مفعول به الذي اسم موصول مبني في محل نصب وخلقكم فعل الماضي والفاعل ضمير مستتر وكم خلقكم كم مفعول به في محل نصب والذي واو واو عاطف واسم الموصول معطوف على الضمير خلقكم في محل نصب من قبلكم نصب جر قبل مجرور بالكسره في موضع صله الموصول والضمير في محل جر مضاف اليه لعلكم لعل حرفكم يفيد الترجي لعل يفيد الترجي من اخوات ان والضمير اسمه في محل نصب لعلكم تتقون فعل مضارع مرفوع بثبوت النون ايش رايك يا استاذ بعد مدير اللغه العربيه ما هو استاذ مدير اللغه العربيه اما يقول اشياء ولا في اشياء مو يعني الحمد لله كويس ممكن تفكر قليل التحدث بالعربي إذا في شيء هو زمان صار في شيء بالعربي كمان بيجي إن شاء الله هو تعالى ها واللي ما شاء الله سبحان الله خير إذا كان فاز بالكلام فبعد ما وصف الله عز وجل الناس أردهم لأمثلة ماذا جميعا يقول يا أيها الناس يا أيها الناس I will give you قاعدة here the ayah that will be recited I'll give you قاعده that comprises five elements حتى ممكن حتى العرب مش هاي بس ان شاء الله تعالى اساعدكم انكم تفكروا هذه خلاصة التوحيد خلاصه the summary of التوحيد are in this ayat اشتملت في هذه الايات على خمس كلمات this ayat that you recited خمس كلمات number one ايجاد number two اعداد انباد وإرشاد وإسعاد. First one is إيجاد. Number one, number two, إعداد. Number three is إمداد. Number four is إرشاد. Number five is إسعاد. What does that mean? إيجاد. Existence, number one. الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم هذه من قبل والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. So we're talking about this, Ijad, and I will come back to you, Ya'i Handas. Because we need to tell you the difference between when you see Ya Ayyuha Alladhina Amanu and when you say Ya Ayyuha Nas. Not in the Quran. Ya Ayyuha Alladhina Amanu mostly in Surah Al-Madaniyah. Surah Makira, Ya Ayyuha Nas. When Allah gives his blessing to believers, mostly in Medina. So this is the Baqarah, you will find lots of Ya Ayyuha Alladhina Amanu. I will give you some examples. There's not much of Ya Ayyuha Nas. You said, why? So it's the Baqarah, because the Baqarah is Medina. It's really in Medina, mostly. It's not the Ahkam. وَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا عُبُودُوا رَبَّكُمْ Existence, إيجاب. عُبُودُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Or you believe, عُبُودُوا رَبَّكُمْ This is إيجاب. Allah is who created you, He was nothing. So Allah is who created you. This number one. وَإِعْبَادُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ وَالْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً So Allah is just talking about what He has prepared for you and I. He made this earth this and your sky is the roof. So Allah gives His people this world to us. In bad, wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'an. So this is in bad, which is what helped to talk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He says, wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'an. Allah azza wa jal descends down, you know, from rain from the sky. This is the wealth and the support that Allah azza wa jal is giving us. And then al-tad, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ سَدَاءً مِنْكَ Do not set up parallels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't set up and that. Mid means like a parallel to something, you know. Don't worship other loves. Don't pray other love other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worship other idols beside Allah azza wa jal. Don't make a mid to Allah azza wa jal. So here is what Allah azza wa jal is talking about your side which is guidance. أن تفعلوا وإن لم تفعلوا ولا تفعلوا فاتقوا الله ربك وخذوا منك الحجارة عدة عندنا الله عز وجل says within number one five إسعاد إسعاد وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وبشر الذين this is you know great happiness إسعاد the one who grants happiness he gives great tidings to whom whoever provided you know give بشر الذين آمنوا give great tidings to الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات and those who work righteousness أم لهم جنات Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving you the good news that, you know, Jannat, prison, prison, and that's Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving you, telling you that, that He has the source that He has prepared for you in Jannat and Firdaus. Ya Ayyuha Nas, we'll come back to this, huh? Arzal Ham. Ya Ayyuha Nas, An-Nida. Here, An-Nida, Nida is the call. An-Nida to both Al-Kafir and Mu'min. Nas. Sumi and Nas, and I will give you maybe two or three reasons as to why we call Nas. In Arabic, Nas in English is like people. Or people. And Nas min al-isti'nas. Sumi and Nas min al-isti'nas. Isti'nas and Nasta astanish ma ba'ad al-ba'ad. Isti'nas means, no, it's like I feel The money say to you and I come and keep me company. You know, something like, you know, we keep company to one another. We mingle with one another. I feel safe with you. So this is from istiqlas. This is good. This is different. This from an illness. Tranquility. So unless one of the derivations of it is from istiqlas. Ya Ayyuha Nas, and as I mentioned, you find the Ya Ayyuha Nas, one of Allah Azza talks about, Usuluddin. Usuluddin means the fundamentals of deen. And he uses Ya Ayyuha Nas. That's something about the Usul, something about the deen. He talks about, Ya Ayyuha Nas, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Ya Ayyuha Nas, اعبدوا. So this is Allah Azza is talking about Al-Asr. The fundamental, the foundation, worship Allah. Ya Ayyuha Nas, اعبدوا ربكم. All the people worship the Lord. So it's the fundamental, Ya Ayyuha Nas. Versus Ya Ayyuha الذين آمنوا. Ya Ayyuha الذين آمنوا talks about Al-Sa'a. Ya Ayyuha Nas talks about the Usul, Al-Quddin. Ya Ayyuha الذين آمنوا talks about the branches. I'll give you an example. Ya Ayyuha الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب عليكم الإسلام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أو يهو بالليل الله يقول يا أيها in here just as believers. You're not the only people that is the of God upon you. No, because people there is Muslim and Islam. So he's got directing his message to the believers, all one of us, as he says, well, he's in the Almanu, he's got come to the authority. All you who believe, when you stand for the Salah, so my vision is given directions when you stand for the Salah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, ta'budu rabbakum. So here, ya ayyuha an-nas, ya ayyuha an-nas, shukru, ya ayyuha an-nas, ta'budu rabbakum. In the vision of the society, shukru azim. So he is talking to, you know, message to all people, ya ayyuha an-nas, ta'budu rabbakum. Ittaqu rabbakum. Fear Allah. Worship Allah, the message is global. Whereas when the message is, you know, about Salah, it's about Qiyam, about Qiyam, Kutub alaykum Qiyam. When the message is, ya ayyuha al-ladhina amanu. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم اعبدوا ربكم عبادة العبادة اسم جامع لما يحبه الله من الأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة تقبل بشرطين الإخلاص والمتابعة العبادة is a comprehensive term which comprises of everything that Allah loves and approves of from appearance and reading, aims and deeds and actions. You see what you're doing here right now. You're sleeping and some of you are about to go to sleep. It's ibadah. The ibadah is not only when you pray. When you are, when you're rewired with yourself, with intimacy, with intention, you know, with, you know, halal. Ibadah. When you're feeding your children, ibadah. Yes, you're praying is ibadah. So the definition I gave you is a very, very, very deep, profound definition. Ibadah is a comprehensive word which comprises of everything that Allah loves and approves of. From apparent even and apparent and even things indeed. Apparent, I'm praying, you can see me pray. I'm reading Quran, you can see me read Quran. How about even Ibadah of the heart? Who can give an example of Ibadah? Ibadah al-Qalbiyah. How can I worship Allah with my heart? Patience. It's ibadah. Love. I cannot act love. Love is my heart. It is also ibadah. Tawakkul. Is tawakkul action? Tawakkul is, you know, from the heart. I'm putting my trust in Allah. So ibadah is something that is also apparent and hidden than that which Allah has given to us. That is only is accepted under two conditions. Please remember this tonight. For your family, this answers the questions of all the bid'ahs. Ibadah is only accepted under two conditions. Condition number one, it has to be sincere. Ikhlas. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. In Surah Al-Kahf, the end of Surah Al-Kahf. Sincerity number one. Number two, it has to the condition of al-mutaba'ah. It has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say, I'm not listening. Why is this? I just finished the salah and I did. I only read the Quran. I did the Baqarah. I read the salah. I'm sincere. Okay. First condition is the not first condition. How about the second condition? Is it according to the Sunnah? No, that means it's not accepted. That means what you just have done right now, it's not accepted as ibadah. It's actually a bid'ah. This you can apply this in anything else. So the idea to be accepted. When somebody says, oh, we're only meeting here together, to look to us together. Okay, number one, you also feel, okay, that was my problem. Not the opposite. Somebody who comes and he follows the sunnah. He does the sunnah. But he can... Anybody know? Anybody there? My sister said it. That is not acceptable. وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِلَّا. And your Lord has decreed that you worship not that Him. So here one of others, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. All you people worship Allah. Here, this is the dua or this is the call of every prophet. Every prophet. Nosh. Waqad a'budu Allah. Salih. Hud. الدعين يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من اله غيره كلهم كل أمم الطائفين زي كونفوشيوس يقول اعبدوا الله ربكم انشد الله سبحانه وتعالى يا ايها الناس كتب عليكم الصيام بما نحكي عنه كتب عليكم القتال because we are talking about يا ايها الذين امنوا. Also, so the first thing about Nas is it's derived from the Nas. Like I'm comfortable with it. Number one. Number two, and the Nas taqat mina at istiqnas. Qalu al-Nas min al-Nithyan. Nas Nithyan. Nas Nasa. Nas Nasa. Nithyan. Nithyan is forget. And we tend to forget for human beings. So it's also a derivation of the term forgetfulness. And that is to forget. We're not angels. Somebody says, I'm not an angel. I said, yes, yeah, I'm a human being. Yes, Allah made us to forget. By the way, brothers and sisters, I don't know if your sisters are here. If you are, forgetting is a matter. Would you agree or agree? Would you agree or agree? No? To forget is ni'mah. Imagine if you never forgot. All the pain. He said, I forgive. You said, I don't know, every time you see me, I'm like, and there are some people, subhanAllah, I know some people, as soon as they put their head on the pillow, they go to sleep. Why do I? How is that? They could be having masa'ib at work, as soon as, subhanAllah, they put their head on the pillow, gone. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them this ni'mah of nothing, insight. But what is the problem? Okay, tell me what is the problem. The forget is a ni'mah. But what is the problem with nisyan? Nasyallah, so nisyahum. This is the problem. The problem is not what you are. We have human beings to forget. The problem is if you forget about Allah. He is the problem as well. Nasyallah. He forget about Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla. And also in the day of judgment, he's going to them. يعني he put them amongst the loser, والعياذ بالله. قال ربي لم تصرفني عنا وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك آتتك آياتنا فأنا أسكتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. نسي نسي means in Arabic there is an old word نسي. For that دنيا بول بول. Don't say that in Arabic, okay? Don't say that. Maybe don't say that word in Arabic. Like it. Nasi, nasi, nasi. So nasi, insan, nasi, nasa. So this is another derivation of the word, of the word insan. Abu Azzaz says, subhanAllah, when the man said, Adam alayhi salam, he forgot, huh? He ate from the tree. He got the, you know, Allah Azzaz said, he not ate from the tree. So the pan was taken, was taken, and so he forgot and he ate from the tree. As soon as he forgot from the tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts calling him, Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jalla, إِنِّي خَالِقًا بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. When you tell the angels, I'm creating Bashar. Bashar means human being. Who's Bashar? I'm Bashar. I'm human being. But as soon as you made that mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed and says, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ إِنْسَانٍ بَعْدَ خَلْقَ إِنْسَانٍ. In the Quran, to the beauty of the Quran. Before he was Bashar, a human being. But then when he forgot in there, then he's going to call him Islam. He's insane. He's insane. So even in Arabic, there's a difference between insan and Bashar. In English, it's all about people. It's all man. Man. But how do you difference between Bashar and insan? Also, al-Bashar, Bashar and Bashra. We say the skin, the Bashra, the skin, the Bashra is also, there's another word in English, not just the skin of a person. But, I don't answer. The texture, oh, here I am. The texture, no. The texture. Texture of the person. It's not the texture. There's a word that sounds like texture. Complexion. But you call it complexion. But inside the family is young. And then we have to imagine some of these. The shelf is in the family is not the same. And then number three, al-insan is also derived from المقام والاستقرار. وصل with the one verse by the way. يا أيها الناس. I didn't go very far yet. I'm still with يا أيها الناس. I'm taking my time. If you're Russian, you want me to rush? No. Even if you say yes, I will say no. Because I'm the one who's driving. I like to drive slow. But in the street, don't ever drive next to me because I like smoke. Well, I don't smoke, I'm sorry. And in Sunna al-Maqam al-Istiqrar, it's also meant from or derived from the term Sakhan. All the feelings about, what it means to be a nas, and Allah says that you are a nas. From Iqtinas, from Nisyan, and from also Istiqrar. And we human beings, we like to suffer from Allah. In our nature. Some of us, okay, I'm tired, I just want to suffer. I'm tired of moving every time. I want to suffer. We're going to find a place to settle so that we can become right. So then we're not going to work with them. So it's like existence, ijad wa i'dad wa imdad wa irshad wa ifad. هذه الآية تحدث عن خلي الله وعن عبادة الله أو تبيك بس والله مهير كتر 1, 2 وإذا كذا كتر This ayah that I just mentioned talks about this activity. عبادة الله وسنة عبادة العبادة as I gave you the definition of it. عبادة what is in pictures is divided into two segments. العبادة تنقسم إلى قسمين إلى علم وإلى عمل. عبادة is divided into two segments. علم, knowledge, علم, and عمل, action. That's what means عبادة. علم without عمل is not. عمل without علم, no. You need both. يعني الناس عبودوا ربكم. أول شيء في عبادة الله العلم. الله عز وجل says, بعد عبادة الرجيم, تعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. تعلم أو محمد اعلم العلم أنه is no God worship but him. أنه لا إله إلا الله. فالعلم بالنسبة هذا العلم يحتاج إلى علم كثير. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان. This is علم. So somebody says please علم but he does not do عمل. So somebody he's doing عمل but he's not عالم. He's going to behave himself. And we need others. We need these two things. We need علم and عمل. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم. من هو الله؟ He says here. When comes علم. Who's اعبدوا ربكم. Allah says, look. So اعبدوا ربكم. Worship your Lord. And then Allah explains himself by saying, who's الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. The one who created you and the one who created just before you. He didn't simply say, I worship Allah. And I do this. Yeah. Who is Allah? Allah is explaining who is he, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did you worship him? الَّذِي خَلَقْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مَقَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ هُوَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on, he created Adam alayhi salam and he would tell him, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. When Allah عز وجل created Adam, and then he taught him all the names. What names? Some say that Allah Azza wa Jalla Adam the names of everything. This is a man, this is a woman, this is a tree, this is a bird, this is the sky, this is an ocean, this is that of ilm. There is another saying that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the names of things, such as in Arabic we call this Qalam. In English we call this a pen. In French, we call this stilo. In Urdu, we call this qalam. Yeah, you copied it from you. Qalam, right? So, Allah Azza wa Jalla taught Adam the name of this of the particular thing in two languages. So, as if Adam, was to get up today and come to the here in Canada, he would be speaking English. He taught him all the languages. So that's one explanation. He taught him ilm. So here, subhanAllah, when we talk about ilm and alam, هو الذي علمنا كل شيء ونحن نعلم أي شيء. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا. Look at the Quran, explain the Quran. Allah says here, Your little brother that abused the one who cut you from the womb of your mother, he did not know nothing. And today somebody who is an Adam. You know the Adam, when you tell someone when a guy says, I'm Adam, he is not Adam. Must be so-and-so. Adam so-and-so. With all this stuff, maybe you're an Arab, and I'm going to do this Arabic. I don't care. But I think for someone who is an Adam, he's not. So what is he saying here? The one who made you come out from the womb of your mother, let Allah want to say that he did not know anything. The ilm that Allah has blessed you with is another ni'mah. The ni'mah of existence, and the ni'mah of that he has blessed you with is ilm. But you know, the doctors, surgeons here, in the hospital, subhanAllah. Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever maybe experienced this in your hospital. Sometimes you have seen a person who was like a surgeon. She was a physician. She was a professor. But in the hospital, she was acting like insane. When we inquired, she lost her brain. So they called that person a lemon. He became a lemon. A lemon, he's like nothing. He lost his mind, but after some time they die. So subhanAllah, it's a ni'mah when you are able to distinguish between blue and gray. Between red, between white. It's a ni'mah that none of us don't even pay attention to. It's a jean, it's a pants, it's a jacket. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he did not know nothing. Allah taught you this thing, subhanAllah wa ta'ala. Allah gave you the intellect to distinguish between this and that, between a car, between a house, between a phone, between, you know, it's a ni'mah. The ni'mah of the intellect, the ni'mah of the brain. Who does even animals, subhanAllah? The recognition and the cognition of verbality. You know, when you see somebody who's intellect, conscious, and intellect, he uses the brain, so somebody's Adam. And why, subhanAllah, why the Adam is harder on the shaitan than the habit? Adam and Abid. Abid is worship. And the Adam. So it was just narration. Saying the shaitan says, the Adam is so far for us than the Abid. If it's Abid, we can easily give it. But the Adam is so hard because he has Adam. And he says, okay, look. So the shaitan says, I'm going to whisper into the ear of the Abid. And he goes, okay, with this. Can Allah make this world inside an egg? The habit says, the world inside an egg. Common sense, no? So he just whispers. He says, no. Shaitan says, if you want to see, he just committed kufr. He says, Allah cannot do it. And then he goes to whisper into the ear of the Adam that Allah put this world into an egg. The Adam said, next week, inshallah. Next week, I'll tell you what the Adam said, inshallah. Okay? Welcome on the list. Questions, comments, suggestions? You always now, good. This is where open up and we have the key and the date. Inshallah, this is the family. I need to know the names of everybody. I need to memorize the names. I see every day. I don't know your name. What's that? I'm sorry. I have so much love and respect for, you know, these people that stay here and the angels are here. So, yes, we do have tea and we need to talk. broken arm, he has this big problem. Yes, and we talked about this 2 weeks back, if I remember, when we say Yahaladina Amanu, as you can say that Yahaladina Amanu could be also could on Christ the jinn, because the jinn, وَإِنَّ مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَهُوَ أَيُّهُ مِنَّا. So among the jinn and the believers, so the message is to the believers, يَهَلَّدِينَ آمَنُ. Among the jinn and the believers, so the message is for them. And some said, يَهَلَّدِينَ النَّاسِ, at the end also comprises of all, including the jinn. Over the gnats, but it comprises of this engine. What's the difference? The insan is the revelation of Allah. Allah, when you say insan, it means that sometimes in insan could be plural and singular, just like Allah. Allah is actually plural. Right? الناس في شيخ قال لك اوكي لما كنت تك اوبن لي وي فول اونلي ات مان اند اي ثينك ذس از ذا بوك يا هنا اوكي اتس اوكي هي سيد ذا وان هو از ماريد وان Islam could be, you know, man, women, Islam, man, women, singular, plural. And that's the whole could be kafir and believer and jinn and kutubi and jinn. So any ibadah to be accepted, it's got to be sincere. Alif lillah, ikhlas. And it has to be in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. And the Sunnah is something the Prophet said, did, or approved of. He did not do it, but he saw a Sahabi, for instance, do it, so he approved of it. It's also considered to be Sunnah. So if something that was done by Umar ibn Khattab, he's taking it from the Prophet. So that is the condition to be true for two conditions for ibadah to accept Islam and Mutada. You have a problem with that, though? No. Ikhlas is not something. Ikhlas is Arabic, the Arabic and the relation to Islam. Ikhlas comes from the Khalasa, Yahbuku, who was Muslim. خلوص خلاصة الشيء من يسدد يد الشيء إخلاص من يس water no يستي تلو تلو كم والله يعني إذا نلم بالصورة إخلاص إخلاص لا يعني إذا كل خدمة بالله إنت sincerity because you worship Allah alone كل هو الله أحد لا إله إلا الله شو التوحيد let's go to التوحيد as well because it talks about the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the key for Mustada'a? This is similar, because again, I'm on the sunrise. What's the key to be on the high? Be on the so the high felt like smoking cigarette. And for you, it meant to be on the high, on the rise.
Just like the prophet told that woman, in the Mustafa,
older. That woman who brought her baby, and she started crying, and the prophet passed by, and she was screaming. He was trying to comfort her. This happened only. Leave me alone. You don't know what happened to me. You don't know what happened to me. Leave me alone. She did not know. Two patients, one called a beautiful patient, couples of these. Well, at the first strike, when you strike him with something really bad, what do you remember? Do you remember Allah? Or do you remember the doctor? Or the lawyer? Or a basic Yahweh. So we're human beings. So please don't go until you cover my Moroccan homemade tea. That's